This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today. I love days like this. I love news cycles like this because there's so much to talk about, and every subject is rich because they keep changing. Yeah, they change enough to where it makes it interesting to me. I hope it makes it interesting to you. My old regional manager, I'm joking, Andy. My former regional manager, Andy, he said to me, Kevin, your shows are getting better. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, what do you mean they're getting better? You know, look, shows are shows. Some days the news cycle is rich and I'm not as tired. I don't know. You know, it's like anything else. Does anybody perform at maximum every single day on their job? No. I'll answer for you. But I'll tell you this, even when we're performing at 80%, it's still pretty good. And when we do finally do some cool things with the show, and we are in the process of doing it, I've got some ones that we're going to be doing, only the Backstage Club people will get. Well, we're doing those. They're just for you guys. We're doing clips of other shows, best of. We're reproducing some content that maybe you guys haven't heard. Anyway, best ofs, only Backstage Club is going to get. So happy that you guys are, you know, signing up. It's not coming in the way I'd like, but that's okay. Terry and team, the guys that handle my site, have done a phenomenal job. We have doubled again. We're finally getting the numbers back up to respectable numbers. No, we're not going out buying a Bugatti, but the numbers are getting respectable. Radio's still tentative. We haven't really put a lot of focus on it yet, but we will, and it's going to grow. Terry's proven he can make it happen, and we've got some really cool things we're doing. We're working with Seal Pack. We're working with Ranger Pack. These are people that want Navy SEALs and Army Rangers in politics, people that know how to do stuff, to get things done, and get rid of these lawyers and these do-nothing, kick-the-can-down-the-road types. We're going to be doing a lot of cool things. And I don't need to tell you, our merch is spectacular. Chris has done a phenomenal job. I'm coming up with the designs, but he's building that store. So if you get a chance, go check it out, especially the Trump shoes. We have them now. They look like Vans. I don't know if you guys are into those, but and Converses, but they're cool shoes with Trump's picture on them. If you want to kick some butt, no better shoe to have on than Donald Trump's, is there? Somebody help a brother. I'm just telling you, if you're going to go kick some butt, have on your Trump shoes. Go to a rally. I bet you. Here's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about sending some of them to Trump to get him to autograph them. And then we'll auction off, you know, two or three or four pair, whatever. But I'm thinking about doing that. I'm not even joking. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm going to do it. Now, the question is, because people are asking me, Kevin, do you think he'll sign it if he's not getting the cut or whatever? I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to send him down to Mar-a-Lago and see if I can get people to get me on board with that. Tom Trento, one of my friends. Anyway, I want to talk to you about this article that I read. This was in Red State. Mike Miller wrote it. And it was the American Psychological Association says that hiring the most qualified job applicant is unfair. Yeah. Love is hate, folks. War is peace. And merit-based hiring is unfair. So says the American Psychological Association, the APA, about the latter. I have no idea what they think about the first two, but I wouldn't be surprised if they agreed with those oxymoronic claims as well. This is Mike Miller writing this. While the rational among us have become somewhat unaffected, I tend to think of it as unable to be surprised by the insane world of woke diversity, equity, and inclusion, gender fluidity, transsexualism, and self-selected pronouns. The notion that hiring a job applicant based on his or her qualifications for a job is somehow unfair is preposterous. Yet, here we are. Now, here's what they base this on, their new research. People from across the political spectrum also are more likely to support programs that encourage socioeconomic diversity after learning about the effects of social class and low income, according to research published online in the Journal of, you ready for this, Experimental Psychology. Experimental Psychology. He says, see what they did there? People from across the political spectrum suggest that both liberals and conservatives equally view focusing on socioeconomic diversity as more important than job qualifications, or at least just as important. Lead researcher Daniela Goya Tocheto, PhD, an assistant professor of organization and human resources at the University of Buffalo State University of New York, put it this way. Socioeconomic disadvantages early in life can undermine educational achievement, test scores, and work experiences. In this way, inequality can undermine equal opportunity. Yet when we evaluate the fairness of merit-based processes, people tend to ignore this broader context and the effects of inequality. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and interject this. I will tell you, if you underestimate a kid who's willing to go deal drugs and, you know, essentially go into the streets in the most dangerous neighborhoods in the world and do something that is going to bring either Popo down on you or some other criminal element, somebody wanting to steal your drugs or whatever, you got to have some pretty good guts for that. I've even contended, you can't teach that. See, I can teach you how to do accounting. I can teach you how to, you know, do calculus. I can teach you how to critically think, but I can't teach you to have guts. And I think that we do a disservice to these kids when we act as if, well, they didn't have the advantages of having work. Yeah, they did. Let me ask you this. I've never run drugs. But if you did run drugs, what do you think you'd learn from it? I mean, I know I would have PTSD. I'd have the shakes. These kids have jobs. You may not like their jobs. You may not like the way they live. You may not like the environmental impact of that stuff. But what you learn from that sometimes is a much more valuable lesson than living up there in comfort behind some wall, you know, some gated community. And you think you understand the world. You know how many people I run into that have no idea how the world works? They have none. You explain, it's kind of like when Rodney Dangerfield is in Back to School and they're talking about, you know, this build a company, and then he goes, well, you haven't even thought about all the things that you know. You got, first, you got the unions, you got the payoffs, you got the politicians, and he's going on and on. And the guy's like, we don't run companies like that here. He's like, well, they don't run companies like you are building in the real world. We'll be right back, folks. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Meritocracy. It's where you do the work, you get ahead. And I'm going to tell you something. It is rarely the smartest, the most talented, naturally or whatever, who wins the battle. Slow and steady wins the race, as they say. I've told my kids all the time, attitude determines your altitude. My oldest son, he's a bit of a jerk. He knows it. He admits it. And he knows this is where I need to work because then I don't have to deal with personality. It's like trying to make an introvert an extrovert. It doesn't work. You got to know your limitations. But here's what I can tell you. If you go into your job and you show an attitude of, I'll get it done. There's a guy who works with Melissa, and he's on the spectrum. He's autistic, but he's functional. And this guy is brilliant. You take him a problem, and he is a weird. He won't look you in the eye. You know, it's weird. in terms of how we as I'm speaking to myself as an extrovert, how you want to deal with people. You want to engage with them. You want to make them chuckle every now and then, stuff like that. This guy is not that guy, but he is absolutely brilliant. He has his own little carved niche at the job where he just gets it done. People leave him alone. Meritocracy. That guy leaves, I tell you, I'm forming a company with him. I'll handle the front-facing people stuff, and you just do what you do back there, Igor. You know what I'm saying? But we are now, we want to beat this out of people. We don't want people to do things the right way. We tell black kids, if you show up to work on time, that's, you know, you're kowtowing to the man. You know, if you're cordial, if you're friendly, engaging, responsible, all those things are negatives. Since when? Let me tell you, the people telling black kids show up late, you can be sagging, cry racism all the time. What do you think they're telling their kids? You think they would tell their kids what they're telling black kids? Of course not. That's the litmus test. This is the way I look at leftism. When I wrote my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, I chronicled all these disingenuous white folks that go out there and act like they're Miss Kumbaya for the cause. What was the guy's name? John, anyway, he's a singer. And he's performs with black groups and, you know, he's in the studio with the brothers or whatever. And then it turns out he made a racist comment that said that his, you know, little naughty bits doesn't, you know, like black women. It was a racist comment. He didn't say, you know, I prefer white women or what, which would have, I mean, people would have taken it as racist. I wouldn't have. But he didn't say, you know, I have a tendency for whatever reason to date mostly white women. I don't know what it is. That's one way to put it. But he said, my little thing, he doesn't want anything to do with black women. And it was a revolt. But most people don't know that about him. But I know it about him. And I talked about Madonna. She doesn't want her daughter listening to her own music. And I could go, it was all these contradictions. Cher had a conniption when little Chastity wanted to become Chad. But yet she's won more GLAAD awards than you can shake a stick at. It was, all I did was I said, I'm going to show you just how bad these people are because they are racist. It's what they are. They're sexist. They're homophobes. They're all the things they accuse us of being. Anyway, we're talking about not hiring the most accomplished. I don't know how you hire. I don't know when you go. If a dry cleaner ruins your dry cleaning, do you go back? If you eat at a restaurant and you didn't like the food, do you go back? Maybe it made you sick. If somebody worked on your car and you got it back and it was worse than you had it before, do you take it back? What do you do where you accept mediocrity? Maybe you're one of these people that goes, well, I mean, it ain't that big of a deal. I mean, whatever. They're out there. I'm not one of them. If my food isn't good, I'm not going to do it negatively, but I'm going to say, hey, listen, it's not quite there. I'm very nice about it. But either get it right or I'm leaving and I'm not coming back. Melissa and I went to a restaurant. This has been probably a few years. Right during, it was at post-COVID. And all the restaurants are suffering. And we normally have our haunts. This is when we could afford to go out. But we have our haunts. And we said, we're going to go to this. We're going to do local. Because everybody's suffering, we're going to do local. So we went to this local Mexican restaurant. It's literally a mile from the house. I said, let's try it. We drove by there once. And so she goes, yeah, let's do it. I'm telling you, worst food. I can't believe people go to this place to eat. It was horrible. Look, I'm not a prude. I've been to some, you know, people, okay, this is a great Mexican food. I'm like, you don't know what Mexican food is like. If that was good food, fine. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. Step above Taco Bell, okay? There are people that think Taco Bell is amazing. By the way, Taco Bell, number one Mexican restaurant in the country. On volume of food, and certainly not on taste. But anyway, we go there. We were trying to figure out what to order. The girl goes, well, get this or that. And they were late serving us. I mean, not, on top of bad food, it was bad service. We get the food. None of us could eat it. Ask me if we've been back. Of course not. You do things based on who's giving you the best service. Look, I can't force you to listen to this radio program. I hope you do. And maybe it is a sign for me that I think my radio program is a lot better than what it is. But if you don't like it, you won't come back. You won't tell other people. Now, I have an excuse. I am shadow banned. But if right now I have to believe that I'm not producing a good enough product. So what do I do, Andy? I try to do better. For those of you who didn't get that, Andy told me, Kevin, your show's actually getting better. My regional manager. I'm sorry, my old regional manager. Anyway, they go on to say this. The researchers conducted five online experiments with a total of 3,300 participants. In two experiments, participants read about a merit-based hiring or promotion process where the most qualified would be selected. Half of the participants weren't given any additional details, while the other half were informed about the past socioeconomic disadvantages of one candidate and the advantages of another candidate. Both liberal and conservative participants who received the background information perceived the merit-based hiring or promotion process as less fair or with less equal opportunity. And in two additional experiments, participants also found merit-based hiring or promotions to be less fair after learning how low income can hinder educational opportunities and career advancement. Now, here's what I'll say to that. I don't disagree necessarily that if you know the background of somebody, you'll do something different. But that's not hiring. Just the meritocracy can come from what I said earlier. Maybe you see something in that other kid, the drive to overcome. It's not just about grades. Merit is not something you can measure on paper. It's about what a person does and what you think they're going to produce when you bring them on board. My point is, we have to measure meritocracy the right way.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The 144th annual White House Easter Egg Roll is underway.
President Biden saying he expects 40,000 visitors to participate in the festivities Monday, including military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. The theme this year is Eggucation, in which the South Lawn and Eclipse has been transformed into a school community full of education activities for children. Severe weather is in the forecast for today from the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Hail, heavy rain, and tornadoes are possible with storms moving into the mid-Atlantic and Gulf Coast Tuesday. The greatest threat for tornadoes is in Oklahoma tonight. Google says it will destroy data on millions of users' browser histories as part of a settlement in a lawsuit that alleges it tracked users in incognito browsers. This is USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have rarely seen, maybe never, have seen Democrats so invested in a lie as they are than with January the 6th, 2021. And I'm going to tell you something. Me saying that means that this show can't get aired, and I'm telling you the truth. I haven't said anything controversial because I will tell you this, and I mean it with all sincerity. Only a fool, a co-conspirator, or a never-Trumper would believe that January 6th was an insurrection. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is why it's Spreely, Spreely.com, which has all my information over there. You can get it on my website. We'll connect to it there as well, but let me tell you, we're building our own ad engine because outside of Spreely, if you go to do anything that is conservative, it's an opinion based on lots of solid fact, in as much as it's as good as anybody else's opinion. Bill Maher just did a whole segment on COVID that said, look, we all didn't know stuff, but you didn't know it better than we didn't know it. In other words, my guesses about COVID turned out to be pretty doggone correct, didn't they? We're doing an entire show on it soon. Just letting you guys know, I'm going to do an entire show strictly on the COVID lies. But the point I'm making is that J6, I look at J6 and I use common sense. I see people changing into Trump gear, people whose faces I've seen before. I see people who went through the Capitol who did not get arrested while others did. I saw what they described or heard what they described as an insurrection. They wouldn't give video, and I'm going to go into a lot of that. My common sense meter went off and went, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Zero. And I should be able to cry foul. It would be like disputing a call in the NFL. I think the referee missed it. Well, they showed instant replay. Yeah, whatever. At least that way you get to see a video. They wouldn't even show you the instant replay. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. To call J6 a con disrespects the word because most people don't see a con coming. When somebody pulls a Ponzi scheme on you or, you know, I forget all the names of these different cons, but if they pull it on you, you're not aware of it. That's the whole thing of a con. You don't see it coming. We saw January 6th coming. The evidence, contrary to the J6 narrative, is as obvious as the cheating in the presidential election of 2020. Democrats claim that elections can't be rigged. I dare you, Google video of people rigging elections all over the internet. They come up. Go on YouTube. They'll just show you. Here's how I did it. It's easy to prove. It's routine. These videos exist. People at Dropbox is dropping off what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Look, I know you might have a lot of friends, but everybody ain't saying, hey, listen, when you go to the Dropbox, will you take my vote too, please? Thank you, baby. Said no grandma. I mean, look at how these investigations got handled, too. Democrats say they want transparency. Then they block all efforts to get it. And in the case of January 6th, Democrats use every tactic to prevent showing videotape evidence that you can imagine.
Oh, we can't show these tapes. It was a matter of national security. It'll show methods and of the FBI. No, what it show is that there were FBI embedded in the audience, in that whole, not audience, but the whole thing, the march. And those people were the ones getting people to do stuff. Ray Epps, we still don't know all about this guy. He's out there going, let's go, let's all get together and storm the Capitol. And he does it multiple times. It's one thing if it's a spontaneous thing where he's like, man, I was just so fired up. But he went from location to location to location to location, trying to get people to storm the Capitol. And of course, in the storming of the Capitol where they built Fort Pelosi, go look at the video. Capitol Hill police ushering people through. Pelosi's got a film crew in there. Pelosi was a day attacked her office. They did this and that. People are walking through there like they're on a tour guide. Total lie. That was it by the lowest level of standards. That was not an insurrection. The things that have happened outside of it. By the way, I've talked about this before. When I was in D.C. on the 17th, 2017, when Donald Trump was being accepting his, going to get sworn in, you want to talk about a fiasco. There were people burning stuff. That was certainly a lot closer to an insurrection than anything that was done on J6, and not a word. These people call you election deniers. They did the identical thing in 2016 after Trump kicked Hillary Clinton's butt, but they pretended that it doesn't happen. They pretend, we're not election deniers because it was us fighting for Hillary. Now the ruse is discovered, folks. Democrats vowed transparency as they destroyed all the communications surrounding J6. If you want people to know this is what happened, why are you destroying evidence? You know the answer. And let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Facts. Not conjecture. They destroyed the correspondence between Pelosi and the Secret Service and a bunch of other people. Capitol Hill police are coming on saying, this is not, none of the things that we did were standard operating procedure. You think they want to get to the bottom of it? No, let's just move on. It's over. Yeah. We cheated you. I heard multiple Democrats say, prove it. Prove it. Because it's licked. And I know that's what's bugging most people right now are we going to go through this again with Trump and Biden? They're scared to death because the polls won't let it happen. But let me just say, it's a bigger thing. I would love to tell you that the elections are fair. If elections are fair, we win hands down easily. Elections aren't fair. Hate to tell you that, but they're not. This broadcast will not see the light of day. It'll be restricted for payment from Google and other leftist organizations in order to prevent the undeniable truth from coming out. They want to hit me in my pocketbook. A massive cover-up with multiple players. We have enough evidence to put all these people in prison.
but nobody's gone. And I know that is it vexes you, vexes me too, because how do you make people understand that you're not going to be able to cheat, you're not going to be able to spread lies or whatever, you're not going to be able to have these conspiracies, or you're going to prison? How are you going to make them stop? I think about the Republicans all the time. They talk a good game. Trey Gowdy, I used to be such a huge Trey Gowdy fan. Trey Gowdy, come here, I'll tell you what, blah, blah, blah. And he would just browbeat these guys into submission. Nothing happened. And it was funny because one of my friends told me, Kevin, why are you so gung-ho with Trey Gowdy? I go, because, man, the guy's amazing. You should hear him talk. And they go, yeah, that's all he does. Ask yourself, all these different interviews where he's talked about what he's going to do, what happens? What's the follow-up? What do you get? You know what the answer is? Bupkis. You know what you're hearing with Comer, Jim Jordan, others? I adore Jim Jordan, man. Jim and I, we were together up in D.C. not too long ago. He was eating some cookies, and I was making him laugh, trying to make him spit them out. Great guy, but he's not getting anything done. Comer, how much evidence do you need? You got bank records, you got suspicious activity reports, you got wires, you got letters, you got Hunter in his own words, you got co-conspirators that are in jail. I mean, what more do you need before you can impeach Joe Biden and get tell the public about his family? What's holding you up? We think we're represented, folks. I'm not convinced we are. Hilariously, leftists continue to lie about J6. They use all their devious methods to perpetuate a lie when we have video evidence to prove none of the things they said are true. In fact, the crowd got shot on. Ashley Babbitt got killed. They said Sicknick died because we beat him up. It all lies. Lies on top of lies. Surrounded by lies, deep, steeped in other lies. But supposed to go for it. We're supposed to believe it, period. So my question is this. If January 6th is a fake, and you know it is, it's a ruse set up by the Democrats, what happens when that is proven, when we can say definitively you lied, when you can go back to the 2020 election and say you lied? You want to know why these clowns fight tooth and nail to stop that? Because their entire future depends on perpetrating and propagating that lie. If any of those lies is broken, they're toast. And this is why they protect it at all costs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I dare you to go Google J6 insurrection montage. Google J6 insurrection nonsense, BS, anything like it. What you'll get if you, on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and you look for January 6th, you will get nothing but propaganda. You won't get anything that talks about the video evidence that refutes every single thing that the Democrats have to say. It doesn't exist on there. They talk about Trump was invited. They have people that are out of the woodwork. Donald Trump called me in to come here, blah, blah, blah. All abject BS. Almost said it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It's a conspiracy. They want people to believe the lie, and there are people who will. And sadly, it's just blatantly not true. Look at what they did to Rona McDaniel. Leftists claim that their zeal to oust McDaniel as a contributor to MSNBC had to do with her election denying, or more specifically, her not condemning the actions of J6 insurrectionists. Which she happily did, by the way. She came on and said, listen, I think that the storming of the Capitol was blah, blah, blah. And I talked about this at the time. That's the telltale sign of, are you a conservative or are you a lame brain dead, you know, brain dead, lame brain dead leftist, is do you believe that J6 was an insurrection or not? Because in my book, to equate it and conflate it to the Civil War or the bombing of Pearl Harbor is absolute hyperbole beyond belief, when in fact we know with 100% certainty that this was a Democrat contrived cabal to set up for the long game to get Donald Trump. What do you think all these indictments against Trump are about? And we'll get to that in just a second. Joy Reid of MSNBC said that she would have accepted McDaniel as a Republican if McDaniel had only, you know, believed the insurrection narrative. So in other words, well, I kind of would have been okay with her being a Republican, but if she's a Republican and she doesn't accept our narrative, well then, you know, she's dead wrong. First of all, she doesn't accept her as a Republican, but let's say that she did. She has to agree with you on that particular issue. When did that become the litmus test? Because it has been. See, I don't care if you don't believe it. If you say J6, Kevin, was legit, it was an insurrection, fine. You're an idiot, but I'm not going to ban you. If Fox News wants to have you on, Donald Brazil, fine. Call it a farce, which is the truth, and you are a Trumper. Call it truth, and you are a leftist liar. You know, in other words, if you believe that it to be true, the leftists will call you a liar. You're a Trumper. Those are the choices. Though the fact-checking Gestapo will disagree for obvious reasons, because here's the reason. If Democrats lose the J6 battle, they're forced to admit that they made it up. Then their house of cards tumbles. Fundamentally, everything these people stand for is built on that lie. I mean, look, we could go back farther, but we don't need to go back into history for me to tell you other stuff. Fundamentally, everything they are is built on that lie. Even the idea of gun control, not a single gun taken in that whole thing, not one brandished outside of the Ashley Babbitt being shot, and they will make it about guns. See, these people are insurrectionists. What if they come there with their guns? If we come there with our guns, you could at least have a little more of a leg to stand on. But think about what the theft of this election and the cover-up did to our nation in 2020. First of all, an imbecile was placed in the highest office in the world. The American people accepting that insult represents the height of elitism. Accomplish that goal, and there's nothing that's not achievable. Second, demonize the man who, quote, caused the insurrection. Make Donald Trump's fight to get the truth his crime, which is what they've done. Then prosecute him in courts across the country, particularly, get this, in battleground states. Then prosecute him with a lie in the court of public opinion. Make anybody who sides with him a pariah. Marginalize his supporters, particularly name-calling. Call them election deniers. Call them maggots. Make them not want to stand behind their guy. Make him lose his, you know, people worshiping him, idolizing him. Bring him down. As I told you guys, I loved Gladiator. They said, the guy says to him, Maximus, he can't kill you. They can't kill you until they kill your name. Then finally, position any feedback on the, any pushback rather, on the lie as an attack on democracy. Thus the lie becomes patriotic, and to believe otherwise makes you anti-American, ergo pro-Trump. Let me tell you how that's working out. The Hispanics talked about the attack on democracy. This is an interview with Hispanics. I want to play, get that clip ready. This is Hispanics saying, we're not falling for that.
Democracy on the ballot in 2024?
I don't buy that, are you?
I don't either.
I mean, to me now it's just another talking point. Every time I hear it, I just kind of tune it out.
I know.
It's something that, you know, some focus group came up with, and now they're just using it to death.
I really don't think they understand what democracy is when they say that. You know, the fact that there is a ballot is democracy.
Nobody's buying the leftist lies anymore, folks. Welcome back. A lie has to be reinforced over and over. The subject of the lie must be killed metaphorically in the public eye. By the subject, I mean the person, the individual, Donald Trump. He's the subject of this lie. He's the insurrectionist. And then, if possible, expand the lie. Trump's got 91 indictments, and overwhelmingly the majority of them are tied to J6. Fannie Willis in Georgia tied to J6. Other states, they wanted to expand it, right? Colorado, Maine. Let's get him off the ballot. That's how bad this has gotten. The left paint Donald Trump is characterless. Now think about this. It's a get Trump strategy. They expanded the cases with his real estate holdings. That's what Letitia James is all about. His business life, that's part of hers, but also his business life, which Letitia James and others. Ridiculous sexual assault case with E. Jean Carroll, which is, of course, his personal life. They want you to believe that he is a man of no character as a president, as a businessman, as a husband, as a father, as a human being. Trump is to be hated. Why? Because their candidate, Joe Biden, is exactly what they are presenting to you as for Trump. He's all those things. He's a horrible person. He's not a great father. He's not a great friend. He's a terrible business person. He's an even worse politician. Name me something that you would put Biden in charge of. You can't do it. I'm not even going to give you the chance. So recall in 2020, they claimed that Biden got the anti-Trump vote to set voting records that may never be achieved again. Leftists want America to believe that a corrupt, pathological liar and his side piece VP garnered 81 million votes because Trump was unpopular. Now, here's the irony. Trump received, we're guessing here, but it was between 10 and 15 million more votes than he did in the previous election, garnered more votes than any sitting president in history, yet lost. Who wouldn't be incredulous? But in Trump's inquiry as to how he could lose mathematically or commonsensibly, is that the right way to put it? They persecute him. One of Trump's tormentors, Jack Smith, claims to know his state of mind when he declared in a complaint that Trump knew that the election was not stolen. That's what Jack Smith says. He knew it. So again, what happens when it's proven that the election was stolen? How many things have the Democrats done based on the lie of a fair election? Because clearly the cases against Trump vanish. They won't have election deniers and maggots to kick around anymore. Next, they would need to admit to America that Joe Biden was cheated into office, that our nation was never that stupid to vote for a corrupt, demented clown. And as for Biden's chances in 2024, who would you reelect? The man who cheated? How would independents take that news? What are the consequences if they actually tell us the truth? They'd be grave. The credibility of the Democratic Party is at stake. The credibility of the FBI, the credibility of the media, the credibility of Hollywood, academia, and much, much more. J6 represents the Jussie Smollett of election politics. Yes, it really is that simple.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.